Good evening, everyone. Khadijah here. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life, where your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I want to share with you this evening a powerful testimony. But before we get started, let me share a special rendition of It Is Well With My Soul. Stay tuned. This conversation continues.
When peace like a river attendeth my way.
Okay.
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
What a powerful rendition of It Is Well. Now, I know every hymn lover knows that song. However, those who don't know that song, I want to share with you a little bit of the backstory. You know, we always check out the backstory. Because one Wednesday morning, I woke up to a text that asked me, did I know the backstory? And told me to Google the story. And I did. Now, the writer of the story, or the writer of the lyrics, is Horatio Slafford. Now, in 1871, he was a real estate broker. And during the Chicago fire, he lost a large chunk of his fortune. And about the same time, his only son got scarlet fever and died. So he thought that the family could do with a vacation, that it would help them with their grief. So he booked passage for his wife and his four children, his four daughters, on a ship to England. His plan was to join them later. And as the family crossed the Atlantic Ocean, the ship collided with another vessel and sunk. His four daughters were among the over 200 souls who were lost that day. And he received a telegram from his wife that simply said, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" And he boarded the first thing sailing to be at his wife's side. And as he crossed the Atlantic, when he got to the very site where the ship collided, the captain informed him that this was the very spot where his four daughters perished. And then he wrote these words, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows rolls, when whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." And that story just hit to the very core of me, because I know that we have gone through 2 years of the pandemic and it's still not over. We've experienced many of our friends and loved ones dying or being sick from the virus. There's chaos and uprisings that have gone on, insurrections in our government. There's so many insecurities all around us. But we know that he delivered us before, and he can do it again. And that's what this song tells me, because this man had to have a relationship with God. He had to have experience in knowing that God can do all things, even in the worst of conditions. Even through his Job experience, he knew that his experience with God, his relationship with Jehovah, taught him that it is well, that it was well with his soul, that he knew that Jehovah would walk the path with him, that he would send comfort for him, that he knew that any encounter that he had with them or with him would always change his life for the better. So sometimes we need to take a mental fast. We need to park our cares at the door and go into our secret place and shut the door and trust God. Trust that he will handle all of our needs. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for we know that he is with us. We place our cares upon him. We place them at his feet and trust him to perfect those things concerning us, even when we can't trace his hand. It is well. It is well with my soul. I just thought that was an awesome testimony that I wanted to share to encourage someone. They think they're going through their deepest and darkest time of their lives. To know that we serve a God that is ever present. He is Jehovah Shammah. He's everywhere. And that he will encamp his angels all around you. That he will even put a protective hedge and a smoke screen so the enemy can't even track you in the spirit. And because he is the God of peace, he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. It is well. It is well with my soul. Again, I'm Khadijah, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.